Turning to our featured story, during yesterday's crypto crime update, we told you about Ohio resident Larry Dean Harmon, who has been arrested and is alleged to be behind the laundering of bitcoins worth billions of dollars at today's values for the now-shuttered darknet marketplace Alphabay. As more details about this case have come out, a new angle has emerged, one which makes this case quite a bit different from many we've discussed before. To provide an update and discuss the possible implications, we're joined today by senior reporter Lee Quinn.
Hey!
So, Lee, when this story first came off the wire, it seemed like something we'd seen a lot of before. Bitcoin allegedly being used as a way to route illicit money from illicit buyers to illicit sellers. But that's not exactly right, is it?
Yeah, it's important to note that in this case, it's still in progress. We do not have all the information. The defendant's family says Alphabay recommended the mixer without any direct contact with Larry and without any endorsement or knowledge on his part. It would be a little bit like if someone read some of my articles and then posted on their site recommending it. They could do that without my knowledge or permission. The FBI is accusing him of a direct partnership with Alphabay, so it is not yet clear whether there was any direct relationship between the person who made the technology used and the illicit users. There's not even direct evidence so far of illicit usage. It could have been used illicitly. That has been proven. But whether it was and whether or not the creator of the technology was aware of that is still yet to be proven at all.
So Harmon is alleged to have created a tool called Helix, which is what's called a cryptocurrency or a Bitcoin mixer. What's a Bitcoin mixer?
A mixer is exactly what it sounds like. You put your Bitcoin in and it gets mixed up with all this other Bitcoin from other people. And then they shoot out all at once in different directions to complete your transactions. And that way it makes it really hard to trace any one specific Bitcoin transaction because you guys all put it together in a pool and it went in many, many different directions at once. Mixers today are a widely used form of privacy tech across the industry. This is not a unique or rare type of technology. Definitely, there are a lot of people today that use mixers for a wide range of reasons that have nothing to do with illicit activity.
So why are mixers illegal then?
We're not really sure if they're illegal or not. The public policy group Coin Center in Washington, D.C. has argued that non-custodial mixers shouldn't be regulated because it's almost as if a developer made a water fountain in a park and walked away. How it is people use that free resource afterwards has nothing to do with the developer. On the other hand, we have seen, for example, in the European Union with AML D5, that custodial cryptocurrency products, whether they be wallets or other kinds of services, are regulated. So we're not really sure whether or not mixers are permissible or not. There's no specific law against them so far. Certainly, in this arrest case, they've had very strong language saying that this kind of privacy technology is a crime. But we're hoping that during the case, people will show that there are opportunities to make mixers in a way that would not violate those laws.
So if they're not illegal, and if there was no direct involvement from Harmon, but rather this sort of perhaps legal, perhaps not legal tool being used, why is he in jail?
Because we're not sure yet whether it's illegal. The FBI is saying that there was direct involvement between him and Alphabay, although there's no evidence that they've made public of that yet. We don't have any law that protects the right to mix Bitcoin. We don't have any laws that protect the right to have private digital transactions. So right now, there's no protection for this, and there is certainly the case being made on the government side that deliberately obscuring the source of your Bitcoin could be seen as violation of the law, although we're not sure what law that would exactly violate. So right now, actually, the courts will be deciding whether or not Bitcoin mixers are lawful. And again, I want to point out that Coin Center has argued that Bitcoin mixers should not be regulated, that they are not illegal as long as they are non-custodial, meaning that the mixer is not owned and operated by a person. It's that water fountain in a park. It's been left alone and there's no person who is accepting your Bitcoin, mixing it up for you, and sending it out. As long as it's an independent machine, they're saying that it should not be regulated and that there are a wide range of reasons why someone might want to use that kind of privacy tool. But the fact is that the courts will decide, and we still don't know yet what the status will be for Bitcoin mixers in the United States.
Outside of the implications for, you know, Larry Dean Harmon here, what are sort of the broader implications of this case itself? And what, if anything, can listeners do to get involved?
Yeah, so I'm definitely not a lawyer. I would highly recommend that developers and just really anyone that works in this space talk with lawyers about what it is they're doing and how it is they can protect themselves, what it is they should be cautious of. Because sometimes it can just be something as simple as an architecture choice or a particular phrase to avoid. that can help protect us in court. Also, you can donate to nonprofits like Coin Center and others that help argue the case for privacy technology in Washington, D.C. And just in general, to be aware, think about the things that you're posting online and make sure that you are prudent and cautious, even though we are very, very excited about the potential this technology has.
Well, Lee, thanks for your time this morning. I know it's a very busy day, and we really appreciate you shedding some light on the issue.
My pleasure.
And that's the news.